Hello, and welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily, and Leo.
Hello! And each episode, we will tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you.
So, Leo, how have you been?
Yeah, I've been pretty good.
What have you been up to?
I've seen my friends over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
And I've seen my best friend's dog, Lucky.
Oh, Lucky. What kind of dog is he?
He's a Cocker Spaniel.
He is, isn't he?
He's very, very cute.
He's very, very sweet. In fact, they come and pick you up to walk to school in the morning, don't they?
Yeah. Also, it seems we have a couple of fox cubs in the garden and they've been getting up to mischief.
They have. Do you want to tell the listeners what they did?
Well, firstly, they messed around my bucket of old dinosaur toys. They strewed them all over the garden.
Yeah, we were really confused. We tidied up the garden so that Daddy could mow the lawn. And we put all of these dinosaur toys in a bucket. And when we came out the next morning, they were all over the grass, weren't they?
Yeah, and in loads of different places too.
Yeah, it was literally as if a little doggy or a little puppy had just grabbed them and was going, and throwing them around. It could only be the fox cubs, because I can't imagine a pussycat would do that.
Exactly. Also, I remember that they chewed up your sandals.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I left my flip-flops out overnight, which was a really silly thing to do, and they chewed the straps off them.
Oh.
Did you find the straps, by the way?
Never. So I hope they didn't eat them.
I hope so too. But what mischievous little things, my goodness me. So maybe we can keep our listeners updated on the fox cubs as they
fox
get bigger.
Cam.
Fox cam, yeah, maybe we should set up a fox cam. That'd
yeah.
be quite good. So, I think we should move straight into some shout-outs.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Who have we got, Leo?
Well, firstly, we have a shout-out to Carrie, who lives in Toronto, and his dog, Solo.
Cool name.
Yeah, I bet it's named after Han Solo.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Hi Carrie.
Woof, 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 Solo.
Thanks for listening.
Next, we have a shout out to Annabelle, who is 8, and she lives in Penge, South London.
Oh, hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle.
Thanks for listening.
Also, we have a massive shout out to Ezra, who is 6, Inaya, who is 4, Ari, who is 1, and Kai, who is also 1, in San Francisco.
Hi, folks.
Hi, folks.
Thanks for listening.
Here's another shout out to Elle, who is turning 5 this month.
Happy birthday, Elle.
We also have Brecken, who is 11, Finn, who is 9, and Remy, who is 7, from Seattle. Big Mama Dragger fans.
Oh, yes. Elle's a big Mama Dragger fan. Happy birthday,
Elle. Happy birthday, Elle.
Hi, folks. Thanks for listening.
And finally, here's a shout out to Arlo and Ovi. They're in Totnes, Devon.
Oh, I love Totnes. Lovely place. Hi,
hi Arlo.
Hi, Ovi. Thanks for listening. Oh, fantastic, Leo. And remember, if you at home would like a shout out on the podcast, then you can either let us know on the Dragonfly Tales Facebook page. We have a group now, a chat that you can let us know in. Or you can email us, emilydragonflytales@gmail.com.
Tell us your age and your town, please.
Oh, yes. And I'll put all the details in the episode notes.
So, Emily, what's your story today?
Well, Leo, my story is an animal story. We asked our listeners what animal they'd like the story to feature, and we got all sorts of responses in the Facebook group, so thank you for that. And I've chosen a mythical creature. Can you guess what it is, Leo?
Is it a phoenix?
Oh, no, it's not a phoenix. We haven't done a phoenix, I don't think. Oh, I'll make a note of that. No, have another guess.
A dragon?
Oh, it's not a dragon, but we do like dragons, don't we?
Definitely. Oh, how about a unicorn?
Oh, it is a unicorn. We had overwhelming votes for unicorn, and I thought we should tell a unicorn tale. Very mythical creatures. How much do you know about unicorns?
Well, I know they look like these elegant white, horse-like creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these spirally horns on their heads.
How many horns does a unicorn have?
Just one.
Just one. Do they have any magical powers?
Yeah, they're very, very magical creatures. And they usually symbolise something, like luck or good fortune. I also know that there's the lion and the unicorn. The lion representing England and the unicorn representing Scotland and our alliance as countries.
That's amazing. That's actually really good knowledge. Yes, on the royal crest of the United Kingdom, there is a lion and a unicorn. It was all to do with James the Sixth of Scotland, who became James the First of England and decided to unite the two countries. And so the unicorn of Scotland joined the lion of England. In fact, when I was little, there was a little nursery rhyme called The Lion and the Unicorn. Would you like me to tell it to you?
Yes, definitely.
The lion and the unicorn were fighting for the crown. The lion chased the unicorn all around the town. Some gave them white bread, some gave them brown. Some gave them plum cake and drummed them out of town. What do you think of that rhyme, Leo?
It's very funny. Do unicorns eat plum cake and bread?
Yeah, I've often thought that myself. Shall we have a go at saying it together?
Okay.
Here we go.
The lion and the unicorn were fighting for the crown.
The lion chased the unicorn
all around the town.
Some gave them white bread.
And some gave them brown.
Some gave them plum cake and drummed them out of town. Oh, well done.
That was awesome.
It was. I remember singing that with my mum when I was a little girl, your granny. Now, the unicorn horns, let's talk a little bit more about that because they're incredibly magical. They've got magical properties. And you mentioned that unicorns symbolise things. They symbolise purity and healing. Their horns are said to purify poisoned water.
Wow.
And they have healing powers and can heal the sick. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So stories of unicorns go back thousands of years, but in medieval texts and even the Bible, they're mentioned. And because of these amazing magical powers, it meant that kings and queens and things like that, they all wanted that power to themselves. Do you know that Queen Elizabeth I believed in unicorns?
Really?
Yes, she did. And as a result, she had a special cup which she would drink out of, which was believed to be made from unicorn horn. You see, kings and queens were often being poisoned by their enemies. Wow. But she believed if she drank anything, any liquid from a unicorn horn cup, she could not be killed.
Did it work, though?
No. In fact, her descendant, James the First, knew it wasn't going to work. And so he put some liquid into what was supposedly a unicorn horn cup. And then he put some poison in it and he tested it on his servant. And guess what?
The servant died.
The servant died. Because the thing is, unicorn horns were sold all through England, but they weren't actually unicorn horns. They came from a creature who we really, really know exists. Do you know what creature it was?
Yeah, of course. It surely would be the narwhal.
The narwhal.
They have a spirally horn just like the horns on the unicorn were described.
That's right. So a narwhal is a type of whale and it lives in the Arctic Ocean. And yes, it's a tusk, but actually it's a tooth that has grown out of the front and it spirals round and it looks very much like a unicorn horn. And I'm pretty sure that sailors, when they saw this beast, decided that they could make a bit of money capturing the beasts, removing their horns and selling them back home as unicorn horns.
Poor creatures.
I know. Well, now they're protected, so no one's going to be taking their horns.
Yeah. But now we're talking about horns. There's something that we've all been wondering for a while. Why is it called a unicorn instead of a unihorn?
That's a very good question. And actually, the name of a unicorn horn is an alicorn. Can you say that?
alicorn.
Yes, and we know that uni means one. Mm-hmm. And they are supposed to be single horned beasts. They are very, very special creatures. I want to believe they exist. What about you, Leo?
Well, what I believe is that they definitely did exist and used to exist, as many magical creatures would have. But the hunters of humanity have probably hunted them all down now for their fabrics and sold them on in some strange time before we would know.
Yeah, that's very possible. So maybe unicorns existed somewhere in the world a long time ago. You've heard unicorn facts. Now let's see what you remember. We are going to play What We Know About Unicorns.
Da-da-da-da!
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions and you are going to give me the answers. Your knowledge was already very good, so you should be able to do this. And the listeners, you can play at home. Are you ready, Leo?
Definitely.
Okay, question one. What animal does the unicorn most closely resemble?
Let me think. Listeners, do you know? I think I got it. A horse.
Correct. Question two. What magical powers do unicorns have?
Well, I remember that they have lots of different powers that are believed, but the main ones are healing powers.
Yep.
And their horns purify water.
Brilliant. Question three. What country uses the unicorn as its symbol?
Well, I know this one. It's Scotland.
Brilliant.
Because of the lion and the unicorn.
Well done. Okay, next question. Which queen believed in unicorns?
Oh, I might need help from the listeners with this one. Listeners, call out the answer and maybe I'll be able to work it out.
All right then, go on, listeners.
Yes! It's Queen Elizabeth I!
Oh, my goodness me. The magic of the unicorn has given you the answer through the airwaves. Okay, what was the name of the unicorn's horn? This is tricky.
Okay, so we have the unicorn and there's one horn and corn. Yes, it's something corn. Yes, alicorn!
Alicorn, well done. And final question. What creature's tusk was often mistaken for a unicorn's horn?
Yes, that is the narwhal.
The narwhal. Well done. Excellent. You got all those answers right. I'm going to give you a bonus question.
Oh, no.
Just because you think you're so clever. Okay, here you go. What colour are a unicorn's eyes?
Oh, that's too hard. Maybe green?
That's a really good guess. They are rumoured to be sparkling blue.
Ooh.
That must look really striking on an elegant white horse, don't you think?
Why, of course.
So of all the strange beasts that we have in our world and the stories that we've told, surely unicorns are the most mystical and the most magical. And for this ancient myth, I remembered a beautiful story from my childhood. And it was a version of a very, very old unicorn tale written by Mariana Mayer. So I'll put the link to her book in the show notes. But this is our version. How do you think we should start the story?
Well, because we're not sure they exist, I think we'll say, once there was or once there wasn't a time when forests were filled with magic.
Oh, lovely. Once there was, or once there wasn't, a time when the forests were filled with magic. All the animals of the forest could speak to each other. Lion could understand mouse. Rabbit chattered with eagle.
Stag beetle told jokes to bear.
I didn't know stag beetles were that funny.
Hey, bear, why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the other side.
And it was said that all of this magic was because of one animal.
A unicorn.
Unicorn walked among the animals in those days, conversing with them gently, their voices like music. They spread magic wherever they went. Blossoms burst into bloom as they passed. Frost melted with a swish of their tails. It was said they could feel everything, the tickle of moonlight on their snow-white backs. They could even hear the very heartbeat of the earth, and they walked in time to this, their shining hooves gently padding to its rhythm.
And their horns?
Very, very powerful. They could heal the sick and injured, and when dipped in poisoned water, it would run crystal clear and pure. But when humans came and learned of the horn's great power, they longed to have such a magical prize. Kings and queens wished to drink from cups made of the precious horn.
Like Elizabeth I, centuries later.
Yes. Hunters scoured the forests, and although Unicorn fought them bravely, they were killed and their horns stolen, until only one remained. The animals were terrified.
So they should have been. The hunters probably captured many of them too in their quests.
Indeed, and fear spread through the once peaceful forest. So Unicorn left the forest and went high, high up into the mountains, there to live alone in a cave where no one would venture.
That must have been really lonely.
It was. And when Unicorn left, so did the magic. It leaked away to the mountains. The animals forgot how to talk to each other. Together, Eagle became tired of Rabbit's strange noises and chased him. Mouse stayed away from Lion, whose roars terrified her. And Bear just didn't get Stag Beetle's jokes.
So why did the chicken cross the road?
What do you mean?
So as the years passed and Unicorn was forgotten, the animals talked only to their own kind.
I guess you mean beetles talk to beetles.
Yep, lions talk to lions.
And birds hung out with birds.
Yeah. The only time they ever came together was down at the Great Lake to drink and bathe. It could be very noisy down there.
Move out of the way, rat.
Sorry, what did you just say to me? I don't speak fox.
Look, I don't understand your ridiculous squeaking. Move out of the way.
Oh, yes, yes, just shout louder. That'll make me understand you, you ignorant fuzzy tail. It was most unpleasant. But animals needed the cool water of the lake, so they grumbled at each other in their own language and put up with it. The only one who enjoyed watching all the animals quarrelling was Snake. Snake lay close by, under the shade of a bush, watching a little family of mice washing their whiskers and squeaking at the rabbits, who just ignored them.
Oh no, the poor mice.
Delicious. They're so busy not understanding each other and not noticing me. Time for a quick snack. There was a flash of red from out of the bush and one mouse was gone.
No!
The animal scurried away in panic. Snake was always hiding by the lake, filling his belly with furry creatures and freshly laid eggs, then coiling up in a nest of evil dreams. And although Wolf chased Snake, Deer tried to trample Snake, it was no good. Snake was too devious and too quick.
Yeah, I guess the lake was also a hunting ground.
It just got better and better for Snake.
How come?
One day, there was a drought. Do you remember what a drought is, Leo?
It's when everywhere gets really dry for a long time because it doesn't rain.
That's right. The rain didn't come for days, then weeks, and then months. The forest leaves shriveled, the grass browned, and the lake got smaller and smaller until it was only a puddle.
What happened to the fish?
The fish, they flapped and flopped on the cracked mud until they flapped and flopped no more. The animals were so thirsty they wailed and whimpered and warbled for rain, but no rain came.
We need a rain song, but the animals don't understand each other.
True, but music is a universal language. Surely they can work together.
Let's try. Come rain, 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 come rain. Come rain, 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 come rain. Come rain, 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 come rain.
High in the mountains, unicorns stirred, ears and tail twitching.
They're waking up.
Unicorn knew that the rain hadn't come. Unicorn knew that Snake ruled the lake. Unicorn knew everything. And now Unicorn knew that the animals must be saved. The beautiful beast galloped from the cave and reared up to the heavens. There was a tremendous flash from the horn. A lightning bolt exploded into the sky and dark clouds began to gather, grumbling and rumbling. They were heavy with rain. But still, no rain came.
Wait, then what should Unicorn do?
Unicorn reared up again and pierced the huge rain clouds with that magical horn. There was a flash of lightning, a clap of thunder, and then rain poured down and down and down onto the earth. Oh, the sound of those first drops on that dry earth were heavenly. The feel of those warm drops were wonderful. And the smell of those drops on the dry, cracked earth was glorious. Raccoon and fox stuck out their tongues to taste the rain. Bear cubs chased each other round and round as it showered down.
And I bet Stag Beetle hopped between the raindrops, laughing and splashing.
He did. It's raining! The earth turned a deep brown. The grass stretched up towards the sky. Trees swayed as the rain trickled through their branches and down the channels of bark. The mountains sent water streaming down toward the forest, and it rained and rained for a whole day.
And the lake bed?
The streams poured into the dry lake bed, and that little puddle grew and grew. The lake began to swell and fill again. Hooray!
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 The animals forgot their differences and began drinking and bathing and swimming.
Rats taking a ride on forks?
Oh, yes, look, there they are. Oh, look over there. I can see Raccoon and he's drinking and guzzling away.
And there's my friend Stag Beetle on a sun lounger floating across.
All of the waterfowl, the ducks and the geese were all dashing around and whizzing around the lake. Only one was not happy.
Snake.
Snake. Blasted rain. No lake had made the animals weak and easy to catch. Snake watched silently from the bush and waited. Waited until all the animals were either asleep or off into the forest on their nightly wanders. And then Snake slithered out from under the bush and slipped into the lake. Undulating through the water, Snake reached the centre of the lake, swam round and round in a circle, sending ripples all across the surface. And then Snake spat into the lake, sending lethal venom pluming in inky clouds through the water. The ripples carried the venom all through the lake, right up to the shore, turning the water dark and murky.
And deadly!
Yes. When the animals saw the lake, they were horrified. What's happened?
It smells disgusting.
It's been poisoned. What do we do?
The animals turned to see Unicorn, walking towards them through the forest, sparkling blue eyes, flowing silver mane, and shining twisted horn. So beautiful and majestic, the animals were filled with remembrance and love. They bowed low to the mighty creature, who gently nodded. Unicorn approached the dark lake and stopped at the bank. The flaring nostrils sniffed the water and snorted in disgust. Snake watched Unicorn, filled with hatred for such a magical and pure being. The venom rose up within Snake.
No!
In a flash, Snake lunged from the bush, coiling around Unicorn's hind legs.
Stop it!
Unicorn was taken by surprise and tried to kick and jerk the serpent off. Snake saw the opportunity and sunk two sharp fangs into the pure white flanks. Unicorn bucked and kicked the snake off, trampling the ground with mighty silver hooves so that Snake had to slither backwards. Snake beheld Unicorn now, nostrils flaring, silver mane flowing, fierce and mighty. Unicorn approached the cowering creature and raised a huge hoof above the serpent's head. Snake prepared for the end, but it did not come. Unicorn lowered the great hoof and whinnied loud.
The unicorn spared Snake?
Unicorn had indeed showed mercy, something that Snake would not have done. The snake slithered away in shame and did not return. And all the animals exhaled. And they were just about to cheer when they remembered the poisoned lake. But Unicorn was already at the edge, shimmering white. Forelegs knelt gracefully. Unicorn bowed and let the shimmering horn touch the surface of the water. The lake began to sparkle with the light of a billion stars.
Whoa.
So bright the animals shielded their eyes. And when the light faded, the water of the lake was sparkling, crystal clear and pure.
The magic!
The animals were overjoyed and bounded into the water, slurping and splashing and bathing. And the magic that sparkled in the water helped them remember how to speak with each other. Oh, all right, Fox, how are you?
Oh, nice to see you. Oh, don't splash my little'un.
Hey, Bear, I got a new joke for you.
Oh, stag beetle. Yeah, go on then.
All right, Bear walks into a shop.
Yeah?
He says, can I have some bread, some milk, and...
And...
The shopkeeper says, why the big paws?
Oh, what a bit, because I got big balls.
Unicorn was filled with love to see them so happy. The mountain had been such a lonely place.
Staying would only endanger them.
That's true. And as if they sensed Unicorn's dilemma, the animals all stopped.
We'll hide you.
Yeah, we'll hide you.
Yes, we'll hide you.
Deep in the forest.
We know the most hidden places.
And you can shield yourself with magic.
Oh, please don't go, Unicorn.
Don't go, Unicorn.
Please don't go.
Don't go, Unicorn.
Very well. I shall stay deep in the forest, where only you can find me. And as the animals rejoiced, the trees shook themselves and bright green leaves unfurled. Flowers burst into bloom across the forest floor, and sun rays covered everything in a golden glow. And they say that Unicorn lives there still, shielded by magic, deep in the forest.
Maybe we can find them someday.
Maybe we can.
The end.
So, Leo, did you like that story?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
What was your favourite bit?
I like how honourable Unicorn was, going up the mountain and being all alone just to save the animals.
It was a very honourable thing to do. And did you notice in the story your facts about unicorns? Which ones appeared in the story?
Well, the horn definitely did.
Yeah.
And the fact that the horn can purify poisoned water.
Absolutely. A truly magical beast. Thanks to our listeners for recommending it.
So that's it for this episode. Thanks to everyone who keeps sending shout-out requests and continuing to listen to our podcast. And we'll have a new guest teller coming soon.
And if you are enjoying our podcast, we have a special favour to ask you this week. We have entered into the British Podcast Awards.
Dun, dun, dun!
We have. And there is a listener's choice vote. That means that you at home can vote for us to win an award. Now, we probably don't stand much of a chance. We're a small podcast. But if you would vote for us, it would show us just how much you love us. So please, please vote for us.
Please, please, please.
Please, and I'll give you the details of how to vote for the British Podcast Awards Listener's Choice Vote in the show notes. And thank you so much. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leah.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we'll be back with another story soon. But until then, vote for us to show you care.
We'll be back next time. See you there. Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo, and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook. Find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod. And follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly.
Little raindrop drop.